Now, with the crash of Comair at the end of May, all indications are that the operators of Kulula and the British Airways franchise in this country will not be returning to the skies. The SA Civil Aviation Authority has asked the company to return its operating certificate. Well, enter Qatar Airways to the rescue. The Middle Eastern airliner has signed an agreement with South Africa's Airlink to expand its operations in South Africa. They're taking over routes to 45 destinations in 13 countries across Southern Africa. We're joined now by the Airlink CEO and Managing Director, Roger Foster. A very good morning to you. Thank you for your time. How significant is this development for Airlink?
Good morning, Bongani, and hi to all the listeners. It's a bit of a frosty and cool morning this morning. I think it's very relevant, bearing in mind that that Airlink has the 46 destinations, 55 routes through 13 countries across Southern Africa. And what this does is it gives the Qatar airline, Qatar Airways, access to all of our destinations, all of our points, and to merge those with their network through code share agreements. Code share is really an advanced form of commercial cooperation between two airlines. We're delighted at this development, of course. Qatar Airways is the best airline in the world at the moment by Skytrax measure. This is the sixth time, not in succession, but the sixth time that it gets that award. And anybody that hasn't been to Hamad International Airport really needs to take time out of their diaries and just travel through Hamad. It is just the most incredible airport. It is also voted the best airport in the world.
It's quite breathtaking.
So, yeah, that's where we are.
It's quite breathtaking, Roger. I've been there and I've flown Qatar Airways. So obviously, they're now going to increase their footprint in our neck of the woods. But explain how this codeshare agreement allows customers here affordable access to international destinations.
Well, again, it's the merging of the network system. So where Airlink has the most comprehensive airline network system in Southern Africa, it gives access to all of those that originate their travels from points within our network through our main hubs, Johannesburg and Cape Town International, and then connecting onwards to destinations that Doha reaches through Qatar Airways. So, you know, they've got hundreds of destinations out of Doha, and we've got our 55 destinations out of Johannesburg and Cape Town. And basically through the two hubs, Johannesburg and Cape Town, and via Doha, our customers have got access to the world on their system, and vice versa.
Roger, Comair accounted for 40% of capacity in the region. How much is that up for grabs?
Well, allow me to correct you if you don't mind, Bongani. I think they had 40% capacity of the routes that they operated domestically in South Africa. And I think that, from a domestic perspective, has created a little bit of a gap. There's an argument that says, to some extent, there was too much capacity in the market. And there's always the debate that says that, you know, on an Easter weekend, for example, or the Cape Cycle Tour, or the Cape Town Jazz Festival, or whatever, where there is really a spike in demand, doesn't matter what capacity there is in the system, it's not enough to satisfy that demand. But for every other day in the year, there has been too much capacity. And I think the evidence of that is the state of the industry generally, not just Comair, but if you have a look at what happened pre-COVID, we had South African Airways going into business rescue, coming out of business rescue subsequently, and trying to find their way back into the market right now. You had the same with Mango and with SA Express, and of course Comair going into business rescue, trying to come out of business rescue, but unfortunately, very sadly, succumbing. I think that for me is an indication of the unsustainability of the industry, generally speaking. So now that 40% of the domestic capacity that has been removed, my sense is that possibly some of it needs to come back, but not all of it. The industry needs to be sustainable, and I think that that's in everybody's best interests. We need sustainable air travel. It needs to be affordable. It needs to be reliable and safe. And, you know, it obviously couldn't on the basis that that you had all of these airline failures. That has to stop.
Does that mean then concerns about possible price hikes are misplaced?
Well, you know, I can't speak for every airline. And I mean, obviously, the competition's watch body is really paying very close attention to everything that happens in the air transportation sector at the moment. We've got rampant inflation. The price of fuel has trebled in about just the last 18 months or so, and especially in the last 3 or 4 months because of what's happened in the Ukraine war situation. So, you know, that is an input cost has gone from approximately 25% of your total costs to about 50% of your total costs, and that has to be passed on one way or the other. But I'm pleased to say that, you know, from a price increase perspective, you know, Air Link has adjusted its fuel levy nominally, you know, $3, $4, that sort of thing. But for the rest of it, we have not put our prices up. However, having said that, there is a supply-demand trigger based on the revenue optimization algorithm that is entrenched in every airline, that when you're selling at the low scale where there's an abundance of seats available, so in other words, where you start off with a zero load factor, sold load factor, you're going to sell all the cheap seats on the flight. But when you get to the last 3 or 4 seats, they're always going to sell at a premium. And one of the things that has happened is the demand for seats on the remaining airline has obviously intensified in the absence of that 40% in the domestic arena. So, I mean, obviously, when people are buying the last few seats on an aircraft, the price of those last few seats is going to be more than the price of the first seats that are available on every flight. So the earlier people buy, the cheaper the seats are that they get to be able to avail of.
That is
And then, Bongani, just going back to your point about throughout the regional, Comair was only really active on one regional route, and that was between Johannesburg and Harare. And I think on that route, they had less than 25% share of the market anyway. So I don't think that their absence is really going to affect regional flying to that extent.
All right, Roger Foster, appreciate your time there. That old lesson about booking early certainly underscored in what you are saying there. That's the CEO of Air Link and also their managing director.